Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
I started doing something at home, and I'm following some John Tesh advice. John Tesh comes your way each day here from 2 till 7. John Tesh, Intelligence for Your Life. And he was talking recently about what music dogs like. You know, maybe your dog stays home. My dog stays home during the day, obviously. Sometimes I bring him to work, but most of the time he's home alone. And so we're always like, well, what should we put on to entertain him, to keep him company, you know? Now, sometimes we'll just have the Wave on. But honestly, you know, I want like continuous music for him. And for a while we would just put Fox News on in the background. But then sometimes you get bad news. And you know what? I don't want my poor dog Hamlet. I don't want him having to deal with that. And who knows if a dog is going to bark on there and then it's going to drive him crazy. Anyway, this John Tesh information, he said they studied what kind of music dogs like. And the winner was classical music. That's what they said. Dogs prefer classical music, something, and they pitted it against all other, you know, pop and rock and rap and everything else. No, I don't think anybody likes rap. But anyway, no, so they decided that dogs like classical music. Something about the frequencies in classical music is soothing to a dog. It works with their senses because, you know, a dog's heightened sense of hearing and such, and it works well with them. So, and I would imagine he liked it. I mean, if you have your dog with you right now, let him listen to this for just a second. Tell me if you get a reaction. I don't know about you, but I'm getting sleepy. Just maybe that's the idea. I don't know. But anyway, it is very soothing and relaxing. You know? So last couple of days, I come home after, and he's, you know, we have this classical music playing on the TV from the music channel. And I look at him, and he seems all happy and everything. Maybe this works then. Oh, I mean, I felt like I was walking into like the Royal Opera House, and I walk in my door, and I, you know, it's like, wow, the whole ambiance of this place has changed suddenly. So I don't know. Try it with your dog, and get back to me with your results. See if your dog seems more relaxed or happy or whatever when you come home from work. A little side note, later in the day, my dog asked me if I have any gray poupon, but, you know, other than that, it was pretty good.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.